So I thought we'd start the sugya of Hana Habala Adam Bal Korcho. Took the wrong piece of paper, but you'll figure it out. So sugya says, begins in Chafem Beit Itmar, Hana Habala Adam Bal Korcho. So someone, just that sense alone, says if someone receives, enjoys hana, literally bal korcho, against his will. We'll see exactly what that means in a second. So Abaye Amar Mutar, Abaye says that's fine, you don't have to worry about that. We're talking about, obviously, we'll see exactly what the case is. We're talking about when you're being nanafshling with the asr b'hana, say about a zar or something. Rav Amar, so Rav says it is a problem. So then the Gemara explains a little bit more what the machlokes is. The Gemara says, efshir b'kam machaving. So before we get there, Rashi says that we're talking about a situation where you walk past, let's say, a base of Avodah Zarah, and there will be makdir ketores, incense to their gods, or whatever, Avodah Zarah incense. So that's usher to smell and enjoy. So what happens? So the case is, you need to go to the store, and on your way to the store, there's this base of Avodah Zarah, Reich Shel Avodah Zarah. So do you have to worry about that? Because you're not trying to do it. The smell just kind of comes into your nose. You have to worry about that. So the Gemara says, Efshar b'kama chaving, if it's a case of Efshar, so that means you don't have to be there. It's possible to go another way. All the Rishonim basically explain that E-Efshar, impossible, won't mean that you're literally forced, either physically forced or threat of death or something, but it means it would be a big tircha to not be there, to not go that way. So the store is there, so you could either go down the regular road, which will take a 5-minute walk, but you have to pass an Avodah Zarah house, or you could be matriarch yourself and walk all the way around, which will take 2 hours, so that would be considered E-Efshar. So in the first case of Efshar, of when it is Efshar, I mean, there's an equally easy path to take, and you decide to go down the path of the Avodah Zarah, and become a chavin, and while you're walking down, let's just say you're also machaving, you have kavana to enjoy it, you're like, you know, trying in your mind to enjoy the Avodah Zarah smell, so that everyone will agree is awesome. Similarly, lo efshar v'kama chaving, even if, let's say, there is no other reasonably accessible way to get to the store, but you're again machaving while you're walking down, so kulamo pligid asr. So both of those are asr, the Gemara first says. Lo efshar v'lo machavin, and similarly, if let's say there's no other path, and you're trying your hardest as you go down not to enjoy it, so even though some smell will go in, and it is a good smell, kuli amalo pligi d'shari, that everyone agrees is fine. Ki pligi, what is the machlokas of Ayarava? The efshar v'lo machavin, we're talking about a case where there is another path to go down, but if you go down this path, even though you choose to go down the path with the Avodah Zarah, you do not try to enjoy it at all. So in that case, as we said, for the Shitas, Abaye will say that's fine, you could go down the path, and you don't have to go down the other path. And Rava says, no, that's us, or you have to go down the other extra path. So then the Gemara says further, Valiba dirihuda da'amar davar shirin miskavin aser. So there's a machlokes, most famously in Shabbos, but applies to all Yisrim in the Torah, of davar shirin miskavin. You're doing something, and you're not trying... By doing this, you might possibly do an Isser, but you're not trying to do that Isser, so is that much or Asr do? So the Gemara in Shabbos' case is you're dragging a bench, because you need the bench, but through dragging the bench, it's possible that you're going to make a Charis, which is Asr and Shabbos. So Yehuda says that's Asr, and Rav Shimon says that's Mutter. So according to Yehuda, who holds Davar Shimon Skavin as Asr, so in this case, Kulam Pligid Asr, so that will be Asr, because even though you're not trying to enjoy the Avodah Zarah smell, but you're going to, so that's Asr. Ki pliga leader of Shimon, the machlokis is within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who in general says davar shimon skavin is mutter, that if you're not trying to violate the iser, so it's not a problem. But perhaps here, since there's another way, so then maybe he won't be mutter in that case. So that's the first. So this is chaz ruchu. That's the first version of the machlokis in the Gemara. That again, we're arguing the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon generally says davar shimon skavin is mutter. The machlokis is, does Rav Shimon say davar shirin miskavin is mutter even when there's another easy way to accomplish what you're trying to do, which, you know, wouldn't run the risk of violating the Isser? So in this case, you're going to go past the Avodah Zarah house, you're not trying to smell it, so that's davar shirin miskavin. So if there's no other path, that certainly is mutter, according to Rav Shimon, but perhaps if there is another again, an easy path to go down. So perhaps there, Rav Shimon would say you have to go down that path. Or no, even there, Rav Shimon is matir. The maskana of the Gemara is that Rabbi Shimon, which is how we paskin, would say even when it's efshar, it's mutter. As long as you're not having kavana, it doesn't matter if there's another way to do it. As long as you don't have kavana, everything is fine. Then the Gemara says, rather the machlokas, I won't read inside the machlokas of Bayin Rava, is in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda generally holds davar shena miskavein is usser. So let's say dragging the bench, even though you're not trying to make the charetz, since you might actually make a charetz, so that is usser. And the machlokas is, though, the reverse case. What about a case where it's e-afshar, meaning you basically have to go down this road, you know, excluding b'matrich yourself greatly? Is it mutter to why you're going down that road to even be machaving? So Vai says, well, Rehuda doesn't care about kavana because he's asers even when you don't have kavana. So we'll say it's mutter even if you do have kavana. It's just irrelevant. And Rava says that no, Rehuda basically is machmer. He'll be machmer either if you have kavana or if it's efshar. So, and that again won't play such a dafkamin halach lemaisa because we pass on like Rav Shimon. So just to conclude the sugya halach lemaisa, we pass on like Rav Shimon, which basically means everything depends on kavana. If you have kavana to enjoy the smell, it's usser, whether there is another path to go down or not. And if you're not having kavana to enjoy the smell, then it's mutter, even if there is another equally easy path to go down. Fine. So again, so it's it seems to be related to the general machlokas of Yehuda Shimon of Devarshin Meskavein, which is most famous by Hilchos Shabbos, but applies to all Yisurim in the Torah. As a general rule, there might be exceptions here or there, but as a general rule, applies to all Yisurim in the Torah. Fine. So the Rishonim are bothered by what exactly is the case of our sugya. So again, the Gemara doesn't really say exactly what the case is. The Gemara says, we're talking about Hanaha Ba'alam Bal Korcho. The Gemara will bring rise back and forth, but the kind of initial machlokas, the Gemara doesn't say what it is. Rashi says you're walking by a Avodah Zarah house. Basically, all the Rishonim follow to be that's more or less the case. So the Rishonim ask, though, if you're going to be walking down a Avodah Zarah house, and they are Machter Ketores to their God, so that it's a Psik Resha. You know you're going to be going past the Avodah Zarah house, they have Ketores, so you're going to smell it. And the Gemara says that machlokas Yehuda Rishimon, that Dav Rishim Miskavin is mutter, according to Rishimon, is only when it's not a psikresha, only when you're not going to certainly violate this, or you may or may not make a charetz, but if you'll for sure make a charetz, even Rishimon agrees it's asur. So here, what's the machlokas? Everyone should agree, it's asur. That's the machlokas of Rishimon. So Tosa says, you're right, it's a good point, and you have to make the okimta that this case and all the other rise of the Gemara, which I'm not going to get into the rise of the Gemara, in terms of machlokas by Rava, are all time cases of that it's not a psikresha. You're not for sure going to violate this, or in this case, you're not going to for sure smell the Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Let's say in Tosos, you could have just said simply, again, they aren't machter the Torah every day. Some days they are, some days they're not. So you don't know what they're going to do today. Fine. So that's the opinion of Tosos, meaning that you're right, psik resha is usser, and we're talking about a case that's not psik resha. The Ran in Chulin, though, has a different shot. The Ran in Chulin is talking about the case in Chulin.
Wait, what does it mean to say that it's not a psik resha?
So you don't know, either you don't know if they're going to be machter keteres today, you don't know how much, you don't know what the wind will be like.
I mean, it's not completely determined.
Right.
Just because you walk by doesn't
right,
mean
correct.
It's not guaranteed.
You're not guaranteed you're going to smell it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you saw it, yeah, the Rush, remember the Rush, who says the same thing, that is bothered by Sipsik Resha. So he says a few more lines, which are kind of, there's an argument how to understand the Rush. But Tosis just says, we're talking about a case that's not a Sipsik Resha. So certainly if I land Tosis, I would just say it means something like that. And that's the easiest explanation for now, at least. So the Ran and Chulin is talking about the case of Bastia, that you have a barrel of wine, and it's a machlokas for Shonim, but you're either you're smelling the wine either through your nose or through your mouth. And you're smelling it to find out if the wine is good or if it turned into vinegar, maybe, whatever it is. So the Gemara says that the Jew is allowed to smell Yayin Nesech wine which is Asur B'Hana. So Rishonim are bothered by, but Yayin Nesech Asur B'Hana, you can't enjoy the smell. So Rishonim have different answers. So some Rishonim say that the way you would smell this, it was like such a strong flavor, you wouldn't enjoy it at all. If anything, it would be mazik. You'd be able to tell if it had spoiled or not, but this wasn't an enjoyable thing at all. So therefore, there's no problem of any isser. Some Rishonim write that it is only usher to smell something which is usher b'hana if that thing is omid for reah. So flowers, ketores, you know, some things like that are usher to smell. But something, and this is what the mechaber passes like, but something which is not omid to smell, wine, or let's say, you know, some things that smell good but aren't, you know, used for smelling, let's say a food is not omid for reah, so there's no problem smelling that. Fine. So the Rambam has a different answer. It's a big chiddush, and he basically says that by hana, there's no din of psik resha, even though Shimon is a moda that Davashim is scavenging, if it's psik resha is usur, that's only if you're doing something, making the charitz, the bench is certainly going to make the charitz, or, you know, whatever it is. But psik resha onto hana, to violate esr hana, we don't say. Just read you inside. He says, right, so he's bothered by, how could you smell this? You're certainly going to enjoy it. It's a psik, even if you're not trying to enjoy the wine, but it's a psik resha that you'll enjoy the wine. Lisa, dila inyan hana, vadai, afagav, dahavi psik resha, sharia. And then he basically quotes our sugya, and more or less from our sugya is his raya. That presumably our sugya, it's more from some of the rayas in the next amud, but it's basically the same point. It seems to be cases when you get hana, the psik resha, you're still going to get hana, and yet the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, holds Rav Shimon's kavanah is mutter, since you're not having kavanah is mutter. So he says, therefore, it's a machlokas by a rava, actually, by Bastia also. Therefore, he says, the machlokas is not whether or not you're violating the isser hana of smelling yain nesef. Because everyone agrees you're not violating the Isser Hanah, because you're not trying to be Na'ana, and even though some Sikresha doesn't matter. Rather, the Machlokas by Rava is, since there's this strong smell, maybe that should be included in the Isser Achila. And it should be as if you're eating, are you considered consuming the Yain Nesach? Rava thinks you are, and Rava says you're not. So he says, but still, so what? Even if it's considered eating, you're not being machaving. And he doesn't spell this out, but this rachila is basically a form of a hana that's aser, like the Rambam writes. So it should be, so Rana saying, what I just said should be true for achila also. You're not being machaving for achila. So who cares that it's psik resha? She says no, because if it's achila, then it's different. Why? The kaimalan ha-mis'asik b'chalavim v'arayos chayiv. Shikvar nana, that the Gemara says that even though misasik is also a ptur, when you don't realize what you're doing, you think you thought you were picking something up, but you're really detaching it since you didn't really even understand what you're doing, so it's ptur, so too, let's say, you thought that you're not even eating anything, you thought you're just swallowing, like Ram's case, might be Gemara, you're swallowing spit, and it turns out it was a piece of food, you didn't even realize you're eating, so normally we would say misasik is ptur. The Gemara says no, misasik b'chalam varayos, meaning Isuri Achila and Isuri Bia, there is no Ptur of Misasek. And you're chayv even though you don't realize what you're doing. So too, even though it's a Davar Shena Miskavim, you're not trying to eat this Yain Nesach, but since the Maisi you're doing it, the Gemara says Misasek B'chal V'arayos is a rule breaker, it's an exception, you're always chayv. And therefore, even though by this Yain Nesach, since a Bai holds that's considered eating it, once it's eating it, so then you can't say davar shena miskavim. So just a chazar of the Ran. So the Ran disagrees with Tosos, and the Ran says our sugya is psik resha, but even still doesn't make a difference because davar shena miskavim is mutter, and he doesn't explain why. We're going to try to come back and explain why that would be, but there's no chumra psik resha by Isuri Hana. The next point, though, the Ran says, however, that's only by Isuri Hana. By Isuri Achila, you will be chayv, even though you're not machav. Why? Because it's chalav and varayos. So Rav Chanan and other achronim get upset, or not upset, but they point out in the Ran that at first glance the Ran is mixing two dinim that are not necessarily connected. There's one ptur of misasik. Misasik means, again, like you said, that you just don't even realize what you're doing. I thought I wasn't eating at all, but I, you know, by mistake I was eating. I wasn't even aware of it. And there's another Torah of Davar Shein Miskaven. Davar Shein Miskaven is different. Davar Shein Miskaven is I'm completely aware of what I'm doing. I know I'm dragging a bench, and I know there's a 40% chance I'm going to make a charetz. It's not that I'm not aware of what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's just that my intent is not to make the charetz. My intent is to just get the bench over here. And that's a different Torah. And Misasek is a machlokes tanaim in Krisus, and it's learned out from a pasuk of Asher Chataba. I think Rav Elazar Yeshua. And Davar Shein Miskaven is a machlokes Yehuda Rav Shimon, and Pashas is it's a machlokes Misvara. The Gemara never brings a malka from Shimon that Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. It's just a svara that if I'm not trying to do that, and we'll speak more about the svara exactly, but if I'm not trying to do that, so then that's not what the Torah asks. The Torah asks for me to do a Maisa Sura Bekavana, not Beli Kavana. And we don't see that these two machlokes Tanayim are Talui Zavizah. So Rav Elchanan says, and a lot of other also say, you see that even if these are two different machlokes, and it's possible to hold one in one place, and you know, be makel one place and machmer in another place, but be a sod, they're the same din. And the way the Achronim say it is that just like by misasek, if I'm not even aware of what I'm doing, so we don't view it as if you did that. It's just that rather that was nasa mamela, just sort of, it happened, but we wouldn't say, you know, you cut that if you didn't even understand what you were doing at all. Just it happened to be that now it's cut, you know, through you, but it's, so to speak, to equivalent of, let's say, someone pushed you into something and it knocked something over. We wouldn't say that you did that, even though physically your body was what hit it. So too, if you're completely unaware of what you're doing, so again, your body hit it, but we wouldn't say that, you know, that was your maisa. And so too, Davar Shein Miskaven, again, it's a similar psor, that if I'm being mechaving just to drag the bench, and I'm not trying to make the charetz at all, so we don't view it as I made the charetz, rather I was dragging a bench, and agav, by the way, a charetz was made through my dragging of the bench, through my moving of the bench. We wouldn't say that, you know, I was doing a maisa asiyas charetz. So now there's slightly different reasons of why we disconnect you from your maisa. One time it's because you're unaware of what you're doing. One time it's because you're aware, but you're just not, you know, that's not your intent. That's not what you're trying to accomplish. But so to speak, the result, the yesod of the Torah is the same yesod. So that's why the Ran assumed that just like there's no p'tor of misasik by chalavim v'arayos, so too there'll be no p'tor of davar shein miskaven by chalavim v'arayos. Fine. So I just want to speak a little bit about why is it in fact that chalavim and arayos are chayv even when they're misasik. So Rav Yosef Engel writes, the reason is that the geder ha'isser of chalavim and arayos is different than all other isurim. That sometimes, and Rav Chanan says the same thing, sometimes the Torah asers people to do a certain maisa. I don't want you to do something. That's bad in Hashem's eyes. I don't want you to do something. Where sometimes Hashem is not as concerned with you doing it, but it's more the result. It's a bad result. However, that result will happen, so that's what Hashem doesn't want. So, if Yosef Engel writes that chalavim and arayos, the issur is the result. We don't want you to receive hana through my chalas asuros or through isur ibiya. And therefore, even if you're not machabing to it, and even if it's betoras misasek, so as we explained, we would view as if you didn't really do that. It was just nasa mamela, the chalavim and arayos got into you, but we wouldn't say you were the one who actively did that. So by all other isurim, where the isur is more focused on your maisa, so, you know, whether it's from Xerza Kassav or Sfar, we say that's not fully your maisa. So therefore, you'd be pater. But by Chalim Arayos, where even if it would be fully Nasa Mameila, La Maisa, though, you did enjoy it, you were Makabal Hanash Chalim Arayos, and there the focus is more just the Totsa, the result of what happened. So there, you can make it completely Nasa Mameila. It'll still be Aser, you'll still be Chayim.
You're not really asking it, Doraisa.
That's what Rav Yosef Engel writes. So, we don't have any like bomb kashas on that, but it is a little counterintuitive, because it comes out in the Ran. He's saying that, let's say, in Isser Hana, to smell something, to enjoy Avodah Zarah in any way, that's an Isser Maisa. The Torah asked you to do a Maisa of Hana. But achila, no, that's the iser is not the maisa. The iser is the totzah, the fact that la maisa you got the hana of achila. So it's a little counterintuitive. If anything, you would have sort of expected if there would be achila to be the opposite, that by achila certain maisa that's hor aser than all the chumras of achila of let's say according to Rambam get malchus, that's that, you know, that maisa is aser. But by Shar HaNos, there is just an issue of did you get Hana or not? It's just so we don't want you to get benefit from any of these things. So Rabbi Yosef is just going to come out the opposite. That, again, that doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong, but it's just at first glance a little counterintuitive. It also just wouldn't fit with the Rambam, who says that Achila is just Echa Mimini HaNos, because it's saying the whole Geder HaIsser is just completely different, Achila and HaNos. Again, that's maybe not a... So the Ran might not agree with the Rambam, but that's just another thing to point out. But also, if you look at all the Lashonos of the Rishonim, none of them really sound this way. I don't have a Rambam here, but all the Rishonim who say something, the Rambam says that even though generally Masasik is Pater, but if you eat something but Derech Masasik, again, like I said, if you thought it was spit and so you swallowed it, so you didn't think you were eating, and then you realized it was food and you really ate food, so you're Chayav Ki'ilu like you were Machabe. So, according to Yosef Engel, it shouldn't have said that, it's the exact opposite. It's you're Chayav even though you weren't Machabe. The whole point is you don't need Kavana to be Chayav on Isri Achila. And that's Rashi's Lashon basically throughout Shas also. He always says, by Mises and Chloros, since you're Makabal Hana of Plamaros, something like, you know, Chashiv Kilu Kivin, or something like that. But again, I haven't said another Pshat, but according to Yosef Engel, Rashi said it's because it's if you're Machab. He should have said, because you don't need Kavana. I think there are any, what are the other, so again, none of these are, you know, bam kashas, but fine. So, what we wanted to say, and we saw this also, I can't remember where, somewhere else also, that really everywhere, in principle, really everywhere it's an Isser Maisa. But again, the svara is that when you're misasik, when you're in a miskaving, so we view it as more just kind of happened to you, like the events unfolded and happened to you. You know, the chaylev just sort of like, we would have said, the chaylev went down your throat, whatever it is, but you didn't eat it. You didn't do a Maisa chaylev since you weren't miskaving. As far as by these things, since... and the Meiri says, why is it only Chalav Arayos and not other Isuri Hana? So the Meiri, this is definitely as a Rishon Lakish. The Meiri in Sanhedrin, I think, says that it's just because here these are hana maruba. These things you get much more hana than say smelling something. Machalos asuros and bios asuros. This is much more hana. Yeah, he doesn't give you his whole theory, but that's what he says. These are much more hana. So we just thought that the pshat is that by these things it's sort of like our bodies are the way we're hardwired. Like when you eat something, since there's so much hana, sort of your whole body will sort of like, you know, wakes up and is alert, and like you're kind of programmed to kind of, you know, actively eat it. Nothing, things just don't go down your throat kind of like passively and up. The thing was nechal, but you weren't ochlet. Since there's so much hana, kind of like, you know, like your brain is like automatically like turns on and like goes into sort of like active mode. So even though in other places, by other maisim, you know, whether, you know, we would say did you make this charitz or not? So there, you're not like hardwired to like make charitz. So there, I'll be telling you, did you do this bekavana? Did you make a conscious decision and, you know, want to do this? But there's some things that are more automatic, so it's viewed a maisa achila, even without the same level of awareness and decision as other maisim. Okay, so that's what, and therefore that's what the Shem has shown him, that when you hear, it's as if you are machaving because you're kind of like programmed to do it automatically without that conscious decision. Fine. Okay, I think that's everything we want to say for this sugya, for the run. So coming back to our sugya. So yes, we have a machlokas in our sugya. Machlokas, Tosus and the Ran. Are we talking about psik resha or not? So again, the Gemara says that, let's say, Lididan, Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. So Tosus thinks that's only if it's not a psik resha, but if it be a psik resha, then that would be aser. And the Ran holds that even when it is a psik resha, it's still going to be mutter. So the Achronim ask, that we learned just a lot or so earlier, that b'chomis rapin chutz may avodas argue the rest of shi'ch hasamin. So the Achronim asks, let's say whether it's a holy, let's say a goy comes to you and says, you should be nana from avodas zara, or I'm going to kill you. So the chor that definitely would be considered iafshar from our sugya. So you basically have to do that. Certainly a tircha gedola. And according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, iafshar even when your machavein is mutter. Yeshari alone is a heter.
Well, what's the case again? What is the
let's say the goy just comes to you and says, "Smell of Odazara, or I'm going to kill you." So the Gemara said, "So that's us. You have to. That's Yerek Val Yavor." So the Achronim are about that, but why is that Yerek Val Yavor? It's Eafshar. So according to Yehuda, at least according to Abaye, Eafshar itself is a heter. And even according to us, so you're not being machavi to smell it. I'm being machavi to save my life. Okay, it happens to be by doing this, smell is going to go into my nose, but I don't want it. I'm not trying to enjoy it. Meaning, when I go to the store, I also know smell is going to go into my nose. Let's say according to the Ran, that these heterim are heterim even bipsik resha. So you know the smell is going to go into your nose, and you know it's a nice smell, but since that's not what you're concerned with, you don't want the smell, it just happens to be, your goal is to get to the store. So let's say the goy comes and says, walk these 10 feet, or I don't want to say that, let's say the goy says, smell the avodah zara. So you're just trying to follow the orders and save your life. You're not trying to enjoy the avodah zara.
Well, that's called you're lacking ratzon, but you certainly have kavana. I mean, whether you like it or not, you definitely are miscoving to do the act. It's just not your ratzon to do it, because he's dictating you to do that. But once you are listening to the goy, that is your kavanah.
So the question is, why is that different, though, than let's say I'm going down the street, I know the smell's going to go in.
The question is the p'tur of ina miskaven. Is that the p'tur of kavana, lack of kavana, or lack of rasa?
Whatever the lumnus is, but the question is like, why is that different than our case? Nice. According to the Ran says, right? Think about, let's say the Ran's case. The Ran's case is, you, mamash, put your nose on a barrel of wine and you smell it with your nose, and it's going to be a good smell, and you for sure are going to enjoy it. And he says that's mutter, because you're not being machaving to enjoy the smell, and even though it's psik resha, there's no din of psik resha on Isuri Hana. I mean, so why is that different than a goy telling you to do that?
Because in the case of the Ran, when your purpose is to smell and not enjoy the avodah zara, so there, even though you cannot separate, no, it's a psik resha, you cannot separate the smell without the enjoyment. The enjoyment comes, the hana comes with the smell, but nevertheless, your purpose or your kavana is the smell. There happens to be a hana that's memela, that's a secondary, but your focus, your goal is the smell.
Fine, right, so that's exactly what I'm saying. So so the Achronim did actually, I forgot who asked this, I think the Sfas Emes and, I think the Pnei Yeshua asked this question. They don't answer this, but like, we thought exactly what you said, that, just to say it slightly differently, but the same, I think it's what you mean, that Davar Shein Miskaven, the Heter, of Davar Shein Miskaven is only when you're doing two things. Let's take the bench, because that's like the easiest one. So there, I'm trying to move the bench. Happens to be, while I move the bench, it also causes a charetz. So as long as you're not machaven for the charetz, you define what you're doing as a maisa of moving the bench, and not a maisa of asiyas charetz. And even by the rounds case, you have to say your kavana, you're really doing two things. You're, so to speak, testing the wine. Is it wine or is it vinegar? And also, at the same time, you also just enjoy the wine, but you're doing two things. So there, when you're doing two things, and let's say the acre thing you're doing is the hector thing, let's say, and in our case, I'm trying to go to the store. I would not walk by the Buddha's our house if I wasn't going to the store. But I need to go to the store. And while I'm going to the store, but if I'm doing something else, I also smell the Buddha's Zara, so if I'm not machaving, so it's much lighter. But when the Goy just says smell it, so there we don't see you doing these two things. Like you said, you're doing one thing. You're smelling it to enjoy it. So the Goy says enjoy it. Like you said, the ultimate reason why you're doing it is because the Goy said so, but you're only doing one thing, smelling a Avodah Zarah wine. So even if, and just to take, again, just to repeat the question, even if not that every machavin, I think a stronger question is, again, in Abayin or Yehuda, it's not how we pass it, but Abayin or Yehuda holds that even because even your machavin, if it's efshar, it's mutter. So here, this is certainly efshar. So even if, you're being machavin to smell a Avodah Zarah wine, but you're only doing it because you're a little bit, you're very forced into it by the goy. So why is that not much? The answer is even Abaye, who said that Efshar is a heter, that's again only when you're doing two things. I need to go to the store, and there's no other easy way to go. So Mamela, I have to go, and Mamela Agav, I'm going to smell the Avodah Zarah. So even if I'm mechaving to enjoy the Avodah Zarah as I smell, but still that was the tough of Maisa. The whole process would have begun if I didn't want to go to the store. So a tuffel maisa, which you were forced into, is efshar, Abaye holds his mutter in Rabbi Yehuda. But again, but by the goy forcing you, that you're only doing one thing. So if you're only doing one thing, there's just no heter to talk about at all. We can't define and say, no, you're not doing this, you're doing that. No, you're not making a hole, you're moving the bench. There's nothing else, no other way to see it. All you're doing is smelling what is offended. Right, exactly. So I was just thinking, just based on that basic point, that again, that davar shayna maskavin is only a heter when there are two maisim, and the tuffel maisa is aser, but it's again, it's either yafshar or shayna maskavin. So the Chazanish has a question. The Gemara in Shabbos says there's a special drasha that you can cut off, you can perform a bris, even though the makam amila will be a beharis of tsaras. Even though it's aser kafat tsaras, there's exeris kafat of the mantra. So then the Gemara says, when you exeris a kasav, it's asay docha los asay. So, oh no, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, because I think it's not asay and los asay, but the Gemara says it's davar shena maskavin, which is a heter for all Yisroel. You're not trying to cut off the tsaras. You're just trying to perform a mila. Agav that, you're gonna cut off tsaras. So we're saying echanami. The gzeres akasav is only needed. First Gemara says for Yehuda, who holds davar shena miskavein is aser. Then the Gemara says no. Even according to Shimon, you need a pasuk because it's a psikration. So the Chazanish says though, the first stage in the Gemara. The Chazanish asks. The Gemara says it seems pretty clear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds davar shena miskavein is aser. So cutting off the beharis would be aser, even when you're not machavein, and even if it wouldn't be a psikresha. So Chaim says, wait a second, that is a case of efshar. You're being forced there. Mamash is efshar. You're chayiv to cut it off, and immediately you have to cut the beharis. It's more than tircha, and you're not be machavein. And Argumar says that Rehuda is moda by efshar and ina machavein, that it's mutter. So why does the Gemara? So why would it be usher to cut off the beharis if you're not machavein to cut off the beharis according to Yehuda? So the Chazanish says he wants to say that our whole sugya, this, there are a lot of sugyas that talk about davar shena maskavin. This is the only sugya that talks about this like added factor of efshar and efshar. And our Gemara is the only Gemara that says that even Rehuda, who is machmir davar shena maskavin, is moda by efshar. So Chazanish wants to say that this point, the Rehuda's moda by efshar, is only true if the maisa asar is an isar hana, and it's something that you're going to be doing passively. But an isar maisa, when you're doing something which is, let's say, dragging the bench, so let's say there, even Rehuda would agree that in a miskavein and even efshar, there's no other way to drag the bench. will be usser. And not like Argmar says that Rehu is moda. Rehu is only moda when the Maisa usser is a passive Maisa. So it's a very interesting Sfara. But Pashpshat is against Rashi, just because Rashi explicitly references that Sugya, and like, not exactly on this particular line of the Gemara, but just in the general stuff of the Gemara, he references that Machlokas, so it's like a little Chiddush to them, be Machalik them. But even more explicitly...
Anyway, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. I mean, the Rishonim already asked this question.
That was...
You know, it's some Rishonim give this chiluk. What the Chazanish says is already Rishonim. You find this in Rishonim.
What do they say?
They
point?
Say this chiluk, that this whole in Rabbeinu David, he quotes this shita that it's only by Hana, not that, you know, this version of Rabbi Yehuda would only be chiluk, whether it's
I trust you. You'll show me afterwards.
Right.
Okay.
So Machlokas Rishonim.
Okay. I don't remember that. But so Toz also the Toz explicitly assumes this heter, whatever. I'm not going to. So Toz assumes this heter applied to all these terms. So I was just thinking maybe you could maybe say this is chiluk. That again, like we said, that Darshim is scathing. I just thought it was today, so this could, you can, I hope it's right. Darshim is scathing is only true again when you're doing two maisim. And, so the Agav Maisa, if you're not machabi, is mutter. So, okay, it's not exactly correct. But this is what I thought to say. Then I'll tell you why. Maybe that's only true if the other mice is mamish aga. I mean, let's say here, you're walking to the store. While I walk to the store, it's going to come out that I smell. Or let's say by the bench, I drag the bench. While I drag the bench, it's also going to get cards. So let's say in our case, the smelling doesn't help me sort of accomplish my goal of walking there. It's just more of the sign. At the same time, I'm going to smell. Or let's say making the charetz. Making of the charetz doesn't get the bench to where I want to go. Right? It's completely tangential. Whereas cutting off the baharis, I think it's a little less tangential. Because there, it's true, not every case is a baharis of makom mila. But right now, the makom mila is a baharis. So the mice that I want to do is I want to remove the baharis, and by removing the baharis, that will make the person mahul. It's true, it's agav in the sense that in my mind, my goal is to just make a milik shera, and so in this case, now it happens you don't have to remove the baharis. But lemaisa, now in this case, I so to speak, you know, through removing the baharis, that will accomplish my goal. But that's not true in these two cases. It's not that through the smelling of the Avodah Zarah, I'm going to get to where I want to go. The smelling doesn't, even in this particular case, doesn't aid me to get to my goal. Just while I'm going, I'm going to smell.
Yeah, but in the case of the Mila.
In the case of the Mila, removing the Baharis is the way I get, is the way I am making this person mahal. Removing that material, that skin is Baharis, right? Removing that Maisa, say that even that physical Maisa of cutting off is the way in this situation to make a Mila. My goal is to make a Mila. So now in this situation, I make a Mila by removing that skin, which is a Baharis. Here, my goal is to get to the store. I don't get to the store by smelling something. While I'm walking to the store, I'm going to smell something. It's more of just I'm doing a second Maisa at the same time. There, it's not a second Maisa. It's just that this Maisa...
You see, but in effect what you're saying, which is what the Rashba and Shabbos says, the Rashba and Shabbos ask this question. If you think about what you're saying is, why do you call it Davashin Miskavin? That's Miskavin Mamish. How can the Gemara say that example of removing Baharis is called an example of Davashin Miskavin? What do you mean, ain't a Miskavin? That's Miskavin. That's exactly what you just said. That's called Miskavin Mamish.
Right, so the Rashi, I'm now remembering. So the Rashi says it's just to be Miskavin Tahir, is that?
Yeah.
Right. Now
right.
That you're telling this, I remember right. The Rashi. So
that's in effect what you're saying.
Because actually when I was saying this, I realized it can't be, right, you can't go as far as that, because then you wouldn't have the Hector or Shimon's Hector either.
Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Right. So maybe you can't say this, but I was trying to make something in the middle where it's still not Miskavi Mamish, because let's say your Iker Kavana is still to make the Mila. But since it's, like you're saying, it's much more part of your Kavana, so then Rabbi Yehuda won't have his hector of Yavshar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, fine. So we'll have to work on that point.
Okay, sure.
I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, sure. Let's take a look.